Radio Air.
901 with the latest news for Leeds, Beth and Davis.
This morning, we're talking empty houses. In Leeds, there are about 26,000 people on a waiting list for a house. 5,000 properties aren't being used at the moment. The council is now working with private landlords in a push to get them filled. Charlie Frost has been down to Hare Hills to take a look at the situation there.
In front of me are three terraced houses, one for sale and two boarded up. Out of the 150 houses on these three streets, nearly a third are empty, and the majority of those have been empty for over 6 months. Rob Greenland from Leeds Empties joined me earlier.
Once a home is empty, you know, and then maybe someone breaks into it and the boiler and then it floods, and then it's one thing after another that then means that someone isn't in a position to do anything about it.
I can hear an alarm going off at the moment and the house in front of us is boarded up. What does things like that do for the communities here?
You can imagine, can't you? It's not great to live, you know, on a street where there are empty homes.
Well, Claire Cook's a mum of two and lives in Beeston. Her and her kids are on the council house waiting list for 7 years.
These ones are boarded up. Here, as you can see, places like that could be a good community, couldn't they?
It could if they did them up to a standard where you'd want, where you want to make home. If you walk in a property and it looks horrendous, you wouldn't want to make it home. Radio
Air. The police watchdogs are investigating after an elderly